Hello and welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 122, Letting Your Body Be, Ending the Power Struggle Once and for All. Oh my goodness, I was practicing yoga maybe about a week or two ago, and those of you who know me know that I am a trained yoga instructor. I was deep into practice a couple years ago, and then went through a stage where my body was just asking for something different, so I wasn't really doing yoga. I was doing other creative movement, exercise, and exploration, and lately my body has been asking to go back to yoga. I've been delighting in the movement and the stretching and the breathing and all of it again, but I found myself in an old pattern about a week or two ago in class. I was halfway through and getting very frustrated with not being able to go fully into my pose. And it wasn't necessarily about going fully into the pose. It was my ideal of perfectionism, my ideal of what I should be able to get my body to do in every single moment. It was fascinating because we came out of the pose and I went, oh my God, that was like such an opportunity wasted to be able to actually go deeper. I stopped myself and I went, wow, that perfection pattern, opportunity wasted thing really hasn't been up for me in a long time. It was a way I used to treat my body growing up, being a ballet dancer and then getting into yoga and all the other kind of various physicality forms I've taken on. That perfectionism thing, that exploration through perfection, has always been something that I've kind of battled and struggled with. So I was quite surprised that it reared its ugly head. I took a really big beat and just shifted everything in that moment. What if instead of it being an opportunity wasted, like every moment on my mat is an opportunity to work really hard and engage every muscle and go as deep as possible? I said, well, what if it's not that? What if every moment on the mat, and quite frankly, off of it, is a moment to actually be with my body? To just relax and actually have gratitude and acknowledgement for my body, to more playfully, lightly, and joyfully explore my body, how it is in this moment. Not the depth of the pose that was yesterday, but how my muscles are actually feeling today, what my body would like to stretch and move, and actually have more of that wondering and exploration quality to it. What really comes up around that conversation and around that energy, which I know a lot of us have in various ways, may not be on the yoga mat, may not be the perfection of the movement, it may be the perfection of the look or the perfection of the feel, aka I'm not in pain, or the perfection of how your body is just functioning in its systems. It's kind of fascinating to look at where that really stems from and how much control over your body you have to be doing constantly to keep that point of view in place. Really and truly looking at it as a dominant point of view, like me as the mind or me as even the being, which is a softer, more open energy. How often we take that and twist it into it having power over the body, being the dominant one in the co-creative relationship, when in consciousness, it actually isn't. If you were willing to engage in a consciousness-based communion with your body, what would be different? Now, that is a very different energy than trying to force your body into yoga poses it doesn't want to go into, trying to force your body into some sort of health by following a really strict diet that has no presence with how your body is feeling right now or what's required. It's based off of what someone else has told you should be and needs to be. It's also holding these ideals of perfection, these crazy pictures that we have in our head that we're constantly trying to get our body to match. And those pictures come from all over the place. I mean, if you look at the media, you look at society, you look at comparison between you and your friends and same-aged peers, perhaps comparisons you got from your family growing up. Perhaps you are simply aware of other people comparing themselves and their body to you and your body, so much that you pick up on that, and before you know it, you find yourself judging and comparing yourself to them. We are inundated with pictures and ideals and definitions of what an ideal body should be. And I know it's more obvious to kind of look at the look of the body. You know, we kind of have the visual of what an ideal body looks like. But how often have you fallen prey to the ideal of how your body should feel? How it should be functioning, what it should be able to do, what it shouldn't be able to do. When we have any of those baser points of view and we allow them to be in our space and really being the driving factor to how you engage with your body, we go into a dominant position. We go into a control over our sweet body. And before you know it, we don't have that delicious co-creation or communion anymore. We have a power struggle. Oh, and if you can kind of look at how often there is a sense of struggle with your body. And again, that will look different for everybody. Some, it may be more overt. It may be a wellness issue, a health issue, a pain issue. Some of you may have really mobile, delicious bodies. I'm blessed with one of those. And my battle comes more from this perfection thing with movement. Yes, some of that was my training growing up as a ballet dancer and in yoga. But deeper than that, it stems from my love of exploring things through my body and my utter delight in the movement. Even if I look back to my ballet training years, it wasn't about conditioning and trying to look perfect or be perfect with that. That was something that was put on by other people. That was something that was projected at me. That was an expectation that my ballet instructors had of me. For me, it was about really toning and getting stronger so that my body was supported enough to be able to actually relax and lay back into it so that when I did dance, it wasn't this robotic holding stiffness trying to push into perfection. It was a fluidity, a release, and an absolute submission to what my body desired to experience, which in that moment was just the music playing through it. It's funny because I've had those moments on my yoga mat as well, where it is, yes, everything is lining up, and then once it does, there's this release into it. And that's such a beautiful sweet spot. There's like this balance between effort and ease that really creates a presence with your body, a listening, a respect, and a way to kind of tune in the dial in every moment. And I think when you start looking at the control over your body, the bullying energy, the dominance energy of you trying to get your body to do what you want it to do, submit, I say, it's kind of got that weird, pointed, harsh, judgy, and quite frankly, again, that battly energy. When you're able to have that momentary tuning of a little bit more strength, a little bit more fluidity, a little bit more movement, a little more relaxation. And you were actually able to do that with everything, with food choices, with clothing, with touch, with experiencing your body in different ways, what would be different and what would be possible? If you're willing to engage with your body this way and get present with it. Actually allow yourself to sink in a bit more, get relaxed, and kind of toss the ball to it. If I wasn't controlling you, body, if I wasn't trying to force you to do something, look like something, feel like something, but I was just here being with you, what would be different? And hey, what's actually required for you to feel the way you desire to feel? You know, our body communicates with us via sensation. It's a sensate organ. So those sensations you have, intense or not, are just signals from your body. It's just information coming through. Now, the difficulty comes is when you're doing perfection, bully, controlling, dominance over your body, how often are you able to relax and receive those signals? Not very. We end up pushing them away. We end up making them wrong. We end up judging them. And there's a huge communication breakdown between us and our body. What if it wasn't about that? What if it wasn't about the control, but there was a relaxation into your body and, quite frankly, a submission to it? If you were able to move from a dominant position, forcing your body into a submission to it, would there be more pleasure? Would there be an abundance of sensations that you not only got to enjoy, but you got to listen to and actually open up the lines of communication between you and your body? And more importantly, would day-to-day life get easier? And I say all the time, the one person or the one thing you're going to have in your whole life, the one constant, is your body. When you came in, guess what? You came in with the body, and when you go out, the last thing you're going to do, the last thing you're going to say goodbye to is your body. It is your constant partner along this life path. So if you're having a dominant, bullying, power over energy with your body, that is a constant energy that is in your world. That is a constant control that is continuously getting amped up. Imagine being in a romantic relationship like that, where all the time you're around this person and there was a constant power struggle. If you could just relax a little bit and let your body be, and just made it a daily practice that, again, instead of me on my yoga mat going, every opportunity to push myself harder and go full and go hard and go deep, actually became, every moment is the possibility of saying, hi, body. Thank you, body. And hey, let's play. It's got a lighter, more expansive, delicious energy to it. And it may be something that really not only changes your physicality, your awareness of your body, and the day-to-day living of that, but also could be a touchstone and a rippling out of having a more peaceful, less controlling, less battly, less fighting existence in the first place. What would be possible to actually allow the peace that your body knows into your space? And if you're willing to actually play in that space with it and stop flipping into dominance, what would be possible? This is a big conversation. It can be one that gets quite confronting, and a lot of us have interesting stuff kind of stuck around our bodies from past dominance issues and kind of the fight that we've had up until then. I'd love to assist with that deeper. I'm going to be offering you all a free download of a beautiful guided meditation on clearing your body. It's a body scan, it's a body release, actually going through from top to bottom, and being able to just invite these softer energies in. If you could just take 10 minutes a day to lay down, to receive that exercise, and actually be with your body, what would be different? And my hope is that that can be a catalyst for you to actually continue to move forward day by day by day with that reminder of that possibility. It's something I constantly remind myself of, constantly play with. And again, sometimes, just like you, I fall off the beaten path a little bit and go, oh, that's an old pattern. I don't sit there and make myself wrong for it. I recognize it and I make a change. Just like I did on that mat. I can sit here and push my body, or I could say, nope, I'm going to actually go into the gratitude and the submission to it. Enjoy the free download. The link is down below in the show write-up. Enjoy playing with this. Let me know how it goes. And of course, I will chat with you next Tuesday.